The Massachusetts Attorney General is taking action to challenge President Trump's executive order on immigration. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey announced Tuesday that her office will seek to join a federal case that challenges the ban on immigration from 7 predominantly Muslim countries, alleging that it is unconstitutional and harmful to the citizens, academic institutions, and businesses in Massachusetts.
We're taking action because it's the right thing to do, it's the right thing under the law, and it's right for Massachusetts.
Healey is one of the first state attorneys general to challenge the executive order signed by Trump last Friday that put a 90-day ban on all immigration from Iran, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Syria, and stopped all refugees from coming to the U.S. for 120 days. The AG's office filed a motion in U.S. District Court seeking to intervene in a lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Massachusetts and private attorneys on behalf of 2 Iranian nationals teaching at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth who were detained at Logan Airport.
We're also suing to protect the rights of businesses, colleges, hospitals, and the residents of Massachusetts who are unable to travel or to plan for the future.
Healey was joined at a news conference announcing the lawsuit by immigrant advocates, the president of the Massachusetts ACLU, representatives of the state's high-tech and healthcare industries, and UMass president Marty Meehan. Meehan said the state's 5-campus university system has 166 faculty and staff members and more than 300 students from the countries where travel is now prohibited under Trump's order.
And those students and those faculty members who come to us from other parts of the world are critically important to our mission. We are a research institution. We do over $630 million worth of research. You cannot be a world-class research institution and not reach out to those scientists, to those scholars, to those faculty members all over the world.
Mike Straczynski, vice president of the Massachusetts Health and Hospitals Association, said the immigration ban, if it is allowed to stand, will have a chilling effect on recruiting researchers and doctors to come from overseas to study and practice in the U.S.
Our state's hospitals and health systems stand firmly and proudly behind our staff and our patients, and we stand firmly behind the Commonwealth's legal challenge to this executive order.
Additionally, Boston-based Oxfam America plans to join the lawsuit as a plaintiff because President Ray Offenheiser said the travel restrictions made it impossible for the International Hunger Relief Organization to function.
And we're actually extraordinarily pleased, and again, I want to say proud, to join the Commonwealth and the ACLU in being a plaintiff in this case, and we will be committed to this process going forward and look forward to further collaboration with both the Commonwealth and the ACLU on similar matters in the future.
The lawsuit claims Trump's order is unconstitutional because it takes away rights without due process, discriminates against people based on their country of origin and religion, and infringes on the sovereign authority of Massachusetts. Carol Rose, president of the ACLU of Massachusetts, said she's confident in the end the president's order will be struck down.
It's just so clearly unconstitutional, and we believe it will be struck down.
The case has been assigned to U.S. District Court Judge Nathaniel Gorton, who was appointed to the bench by President George H.W. Bush. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.